Welcome back. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You're with your host. That's me, Dave Popowich, today. We've got Faisal, Leanna, and Rob all off today. But I've got a very interesting emotional topic to cover today and a terrific guest to help us understand that. There's a lot of question about the idea of medically assist, you know, medical assistance in dying, or what some people refer to as medically assisted suicide. And this is a topic that I think is going to become more and more relevant. We're going to try to do justice in raising the idea of the topic right now, and probably over time dig into it more and more. But to help us understand at a high level what's happening, Carrie Hale is the co-chair of Dying with Dignity, the Calgary chapter. Carrie, first of all, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Can you maybe just explain what medical assistance is in dying is, and how it's evolved in Canada since it's legalized?
Sure. Medical assistance in dying was legalized in 2016, but it has been under discussion for a lot longer than that. And I'm sure many listeners remember the name Sue Rodriguez. She was a BC woman who asked the Supreme Court for permission to end her life with medical assistance in 1993. She did not receive that assistance, but 20 years later, there were two similar cases, Kay Carter and Gloria Taylor, and this time there was unanimous agreement that that medical assistance in dying should be legalized. So it has been legal since 2016.
Okay, and how has it evolved since 2016, or has it evolved in terms of who's eligible and the process to go about it?
Yes, it is eligible. I mean, it has evolved. The government, when they legislated the legalization of MAID, imposed a condition for eligibility, and that was that death had to be reasonably foreseeable. There was no definition of that. One has evolved. But that condition was challenged in Quebec by the Quebec Superior Court, and was found to be unconstitutional. So that requirement was removed in 2021. So now death does not have to be reasonably foreseeable. But the definition is not what people think. It doesn't mean that your death has to be imminent. It means that your death has to be predictable.
Okay. That's a big one to bite off and chew. So who maybe you could give us some examples. Who are the types of people that would maybe choose this route, and would fall under the quote unquote definition to be able to execute this? Because there are some checks and balances in place here, aren't there?
There are lots of checks and balances, and lots of safeguards. Well, the data tells us that most of the people who request MAID and are approved for it have some form of cancer. I'm sorry about my voice. I've got a bit of a cold. And most, a quarter of those, so two-thirds of people who access MAID have cancer. One quarter of those are lung cancer patients. You have to be, in order to be eligible for MAID, you have to be over the age of 18. You have to be eligible for provincial healthcare coverage. It has to be a voluntary request. It cannot have been coerced. You have to have a grievous and irremediable disease or condition with irreversible and advanced decline in capability and intolerable suffering, according to the patient.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, so a lot of that is obviously a physical disease. I think one of the areas that the conversation has been evolving and will likely to continue evolves around this issue of mental illness. I don't know where dementia, Alzheimer's, and the decline of that disease fall into this particular conversation, but perhaps if you have any insights into that, I'd love to hear them.
Sure. Well, mental illness as a sole condition is not eligible for MAID currently. it was to have become eligible, I think in March of last year, but it wasn't. And now it's been put up till 2027. Conditions like dementia and ALS and Huntington's and Parkinson's are not mental health illnesses. They are neurological illnesses. And so they are eligible for MAID.
Okay. And what about non-terminal conditions?
Well, that is the category where death is not reasonably foreseeable. There is no mention, and it's a tricky one. And that is what's called track two in the legislation. Track one is where death is reasonably foreseeable, and 95% of MAID deaths fall into track one. Track two, I think the percentage was 3.5%.
Okay. Now talk to us maybe about some of the common misconceptions about what people think of MAID at this point.
Oh boy, where do I start? okay, well, one, there have been several press reports that say people have accessed MAID. Oh, I do beg your pardon. And for lack of social supports or lack of housing, certainly you can apply for MAID. And those conditions may be part of your story, but you can't be found eligible for MAID just on the basis of those circumstances. You have to meet all the conditions that I described.
And Kerry, how does one go about if perhaps they're in a situation that they feel they might qualify? What is the process? Where do you start that process?
You don't need a doctor's referral, first of all. Alberta has it's the gold standard of systems across the country. There is a centralized service. They're called the MAID Care Team. If you Google MAID Care Team Alberta, don't just Google MAID, you'll find cleaning services. But if MAID Care Team will take you to this centralized service. On that website, you will find a record of request. What you do is you fill that out. It has to be witnessed by one person. You send it to the MAID Care Team, and they will get back to you. It might take a while. This isn't an emergency service, so do it earlier rather than later.
And tell us a little bit about Dying with Dignity and the Calgary chapter and how you help support people on perhaps this decision journey and the families as they go through this?
We have two goals, education and advocacy. We do not promote medical assistance in dying. We educate people. We regard MAID as an end-of-life option, just like several other end-of-life options. And think that people should be aware of that, because if they're not, they can't really make a fully informed decision. And sadly, in Alberta, about 2/3 of the population knows that MAID is legal, we try to correct that. We also do a lot of education on advanced care planning. We hold workshops to encourage people to have a personal directive that would come into effect if someone was not able to speak for themselves. And that could be anyone at any age. And the third thing we do is advocacy. We support head office in advocating, talking to our MPs, our MLAs.
I think all really important work. This is obviously an area that's evolving. Since 2016, it's been legal. The conversations, you said, have been happening for much longer than that. And I think there's lots of areas for this to continue to evolve into. But there are, again, it's going to take time because the checks and balances necessary to make sure there isn't abuse and coercion and so on and so forth are real. And it's critical that it's handled properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can't be minimized. We do advocate for dignity in living. I mean, there should be more supports for people with disabilities and for mental illness. We need to invest more in those things.
Kerry, I'm going to have to cut you off there, unfortunately. We did, I think, a good job of raising awareness to this, but there's lots more discussion to have, and I want to have that with you over the course of time. So I want to thank you for joining us today.
Okay.
All right. Now, listen, estate planning, including living and dying with dignity, is an important piece of the overall journey that we take in retirement. I want you to join us at our Calgary seminar coming up on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 7 p.m. That's going to be in person at the Carriage House Inn. That's one of the areas we'll be talking about, this legacy area. To register, go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook. Okay, stick around after the break. I want to talk about, there's about 600,000 people, Canadians, right now living with dementia. But there are resources to help. Stick around after the break for that conversation. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.